Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, March 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package making its way through Congress includes a second round of funds to help roughly 13 million U.S. renters avoid eviction. That's the good news. The bad news is a substantial amount of the first round of funds has yet to reach the people who need it.
The idea is that the money that is being appropriated should be able to handle a good deal of that debt that's out there. But the delays in getting it to people, you know, is only making the problem worse in the sense that every month that passes, that's an extra month of rent that someone may be missing.
Our housing reporter Will Parker has been following the money. Coming up, he'll tell us where the funds are tied up, as well as what provisions are in place to protect renters from eviction. That's after the break.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
The specter of eviction is looming for the millions of renters who've been struggling to pay their bills during the pandemic. And landlords and tenants are still waiting for billions in funds earmarked by Congress to make up for missed rent payments. Housing reporter Will Parker joins us. He's been tracking the money, including proposed provisions in the new coronavirus relief bill. Will, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Will, let's just set the stage here. A lot of people have lost their jobs in the pandemic or their hours have been cut. And millions of people have been unable to pay rent.
That's right. It's ballooned into a large problem. By some estimates, there's as much as $52 billion in unpaid rental debt. And the census estimates that as many as 1 in 5 adult renters are behind on at least one rent payment. So this is a pretty vast problem. The idea is that the money that is being appropriated should be able to handle a good deal of that debt that's out there. But the delays in getting it to people, you know, is only making the problem worse in the sense that every month that passes, that's an extra month of rent that someone may be missing. That's adding to the overall debt.
So Congress appropriated $23 billion in December. If it's not in the hands of landlords and tenants by now, where is it?
Money's mostly with individual states and with some cities. The issue has been it's taken time to set up all of the programs, to put the staff together, to get the rules in line, to figure out who gets the money and when and where, and it's still coming together differently from place to place.
And this money, is it intended to go to landlords or tenants?
The Treasury Department says that much of it will go directly to landlords, but in many places, both sides would be able to apply and both sides would be able to receive the money depending on that situation. But it requires both parties to be involved, to put up documents, to sign them, and sometimes that's an issue. Landlords complain that a tenant is unresponsive, and tenants sometimes complain that they can't get their landlord to sign off on what they're trying to claim as well. And that continues to be an issue people are watching closely.
Yeah, and some tenants have possible evictions staring them in the face. What's the latest on that?
The Center for Disease Control put in place a moratorium on most evictions for the reason of unpaid rent for people who are not able to make their rent payments. And that started in September. It's now been extended a couple times. It currently will run until at least the end of March. It's a bit up in the air for now what happens to it after that time.
Yeah, you were here late last year talking about landlords not abiding by eviction moratorium rules. How are they handling this?
Landlords that, you know, have a large number of tenants behind on their rent, of course, are feeling it hardest. They've been going many months without receiving any payments in some cases from non-paying tenants. They no longer have the courts as a recourse for, you know, trying to replace non-paying tenants with ones who could pay. And so that has built up a lot of frustration. And the delay in rental assistance now in some places is a part of that too. So even with all this money on the way, there are still some issues that are causing concerns involving landlords agreeing to participate in a rental assistance program. Some of the things we've seen already during this pandemic are rental assistance programs that have strings attached for landlords that landlords don't want to agree to. In some cases, that includes agreeing to not pursue an eviction within the near future against the tenant, and many landlords feel like that's a right that they should be able to reserve. Some landlords will look at a tenant who has gone 7 months without paying rent and said, I would rather be able to replace them with a new tenant and start over, or, you know, be worried about their ability to evict them for property damage or other reasons. So, you know, if there are a large number of landlords that refuse to accept this new round of rental assistance, that could create a lot of problems for tenants.
So what's in the new relief package in Congress that would protect tenants from eviction? And is there more money coming?
So there are additional funds, $20 billion in rental assistance. So that would put the total at about $45 billion for new rental assistance that's, you know, targeting a spending date sometime this year.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal housing reporter Will Parker. Will, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.